Tuesday to you. You're listening to The Scoreboard here on WSIC. 844-STUDIO-4. That is the phone number. And you're going to want to write that number down. 844-788-3464. I'm going to have a little giveaway a little later on in the show. Yes, we're giving things away today. I'm not going to tell you what it is just yet. You got to stay tuned, but I think you might be interested to hear what I have for you listeners today. We had a good day of sports in yesterday. The Carolina Hurricanes were in action, and man, oh man, did they have quite the game against the New York Islanders, winning the game 5-3, but that wasn't after, or that wasn't before going down 3-0 early in the game. They complete the comeback, win game number two to take a 2-0 series lead. Also, the NBA playoffs continued last night. Another blown lead. The Lakers were up by, I think, at least 20 against the Nuggets. And, well, they lost as well, falling 2-0 in their series. Also, the MLB season has been moving on just fine. We talked about the ejection from yesterday with the Yankees and Aaron Boone, and apparently the MLB is going to be doing some kind of investigating into this. I don't know if this is going to become a big story, but getting ejected because of something that a fan did, well, it shouldn't happen in my opinion, but what do I know? We're also going to talk a little bit about what's going on around the world of sports as well. NFL draft coming up this Thursday. There's a lot of shuffling upon who might go where. And I want to talk a little bit about ESPN because I turned it on for the first time in quite some time the other day. And I was very disappointed by what I was watching. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the sports coverage that you're seeing in the world today, as well as some updates for Caitlin Clark in the WNBA, now a number one overall draft pick for the Indiana Fever. We saw that contract. I talked about the contract that she signed as the number one overall pick, and I said, don't worry, she's not only going to be making that much money, she'll probably be making a lot more, and well, news breaking today that, yeah, she is going to make a little bit more, just a little bit more than that. I believe, I think it was like $100,000 over 4 years or something like that. Maybe $70,000 a year, somewhere around there. One of those two metrics. Anyway, we're going to get into all of that a little bit later on in the show. Oh, we're also going to talk a little NASCAR because we have to always bring NASCAR into the conversation. I am still upset with the weekend at Talladega. I know that might not be the popular opinion because, hey, if you tuned in to watch Talladega, you got to see three wide racing. You got to see a wreck at the end of the race. So maybe I'm just being a little picky over the type of racing that we see in NASCAR nowadays, but I don't think I am. I think there's other people as well that are not upset, but they do agree that, hey, this is not good racing. But we'll talk about that and see what you guys think. By the way, 844-788-3464. That's the phone number. Keep it in mind because you're going to want to be ready to call a little bit later on in the show. Let's get to the high school sports update. We have a lot of baseball games going on today. Some of the teams that are going to be in action include Lake Norman. They'll be taking on Mooresville High School. You have Statesville taking on Ford High School, looking for that elusive first win in 5 years. North Iredell takes on East Lincoln tonight. West Iredell against St. Stephens. And South Iredell takes on a team that is a little bit farther ahead of in the standings than they are, that being Cox Mill High School. Cox Mill 10-0 right now in their conference, that being the 4A Greater Metro Conference. But let's get back to the beginning of this when it comes to the baseball rankings. Not a lot of local teams showing out in the baseball rankings right now. Hoggard High School, the Hoggard Vikings. I'm going to say it right this time. Wilmington, out of Wilmington. They are the number one team in the state, 16-3 right now, ahead of Ashley out of Wilmington as well. Got to go a little bit farther down in the rankings to find somebody who is near us. That would be South Mecklenburg, maybe even Lincolnton, Combine Academy National down there in Lincolnton. I don't know if they're really going to be considered something to mess with because they're an interesting little team there. 6-1 record, by the way, which is interesting for this time of year. But South Mecklenburg is ranked 15th. Charlotte Christian ranked 20th. At Myers Park, 23rd. Then you have Cox Mill High School, which I told you is one of the better teams in the 4A conference this year, at least the 4A Greater Metro, at the 24th spot in the state. They are 15-3. Like I said, 10-0 in conference. South Iredell is running into them tonight. So we'll see how that goes. For some of the other teams in the area, I don't know how, but Lake Norman, during that six-game slide, they really didn't lose all that much in the state rankings. Their highest position was 72nd in the state, I believe. Right now, they're 120th in the state. Now, I know they broke that six-game losing streak with a much-needed win against Hickory Ridge, but they didn't slide in the rankings all that much, which leads me to believe that if they win these final three games of the season against Mooresville, East Rowan, and Mooresville again, they're going to have a good shot to get into the playoffs and be a factor in those playoffs. As a lower seed, they might be looking at some upsets, but we have a long way to go yet before we get to any kind of playoffs, whether it's baseball, women's soccer, lacrosse, tennis is going on. I mean, we still got a little bit of time to wait before we get there. So we'll continue rounding up things as we move along. By the way, Statesville High School, I mentioned they're looking for that first win in years. They play Ford High School tonight, and Ford has had a pretty good year at 14-4, 8-2 in the conference. They are ranked 89th. In the state of North Carolina. Look, this would be a miracle, honestly, if Statesville was able to pull this one out, get a win, and put themselves in the right direction. But miracles do happen. So that's why you play the game. Although the results for Mooresville in their last few games, or Statesville, I should say, giving up double-digit runs in their last six games. Ooh, man, in seven of the last eight games. So we'll see what they can do. We're going to continue talking high school. We're going to turn our attention to women's soccer. So we got to take a break first. And then after that, I got a ticket giveaway going on. So I want to hear from you, the callers. We'll have something nice for you. I'll let you know what it is on the other side of the break. But you got to stay tuned here on the Scoreboard. Don't go anywhere. Phone number is 844-788-3464. We'll be back right after this.
This guy knows his sports, right? There's more of the Scoreboard with Joe Berg on the way on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Talk sports with Joe Berg. Call 844-STUDIO-4. It's the Scoreboard on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Everyone, welcome back. You're listening to the Scoreboard. 844 Studio 4 gets you into the studio part of the show. Anything you'd like to talk about, really, we are here for you. We're going to move on and start talking about a little bit of women's high school soccer. Yes, the spring season has some women's high school soccer for us. And I'll tell you what, not only in the state of North Carolina, do we have some teams that are ranked pretty hard, but high, but also nationally, we have some teams who are really killing it this year. Starting off, I want to give a shout out to a team down in Charlotte, that being Providence Day. Now, they are the number one team in North Carolina at 16-1-1. According to the Max Prep rankings, they have quite a big advantage over the rest of the field. Well, that might be because in the country, they are the number two ranked team. And like I said, all this is according to Max Preps, but Providence Day down in Charlotte at 16-1-1, ranked second nationally. And you gotta love it, man. Gotta love the local schools getting national attention. In the state of North Carolina, though, we do have some teams even more locally who are having some good years. And I want to highlight a few of them right now, starting with the Pine Lake girls soccer team, 11-1-1 this year. They tied Cox Mill to start the year. And actually, just recently, yesterday, they lost to Mountain Island Charter, who is ranked as well in the state state of North Carolina. But Pine Lake, man, they were eighth in the state before that loss. We'll have to see how it shakes up after the updates come. But Monday night, Pine Lake's women's soccer losing 1-0. Before that, they were 11-0-1, and they were on a roll, winning since so they tied in game one. So they started the year 0-0-1. Then they go on an 11-game winning streak before losing their next game, which was yesterday against Mountain Island Charter. So, hey, Pine Lake, my former high school, as I always point out, congratulations, having a great women's soccer season. Huff High School is also having a good year. They're ranked 18th in the state of North Carolina, 120th nationally. In their conference, they have not lost. So they are number one in the Queen City 3A, 4A conference at 13-1-1. Earlier in the season, they lost to Millbrook 4-0. Since then, the only other hiccup on their schedule has been a tie to Myers Park, which was actually a couple of weeks ago. Now, they haven't played in just about a week, so there's a little bit of rust to knock off. But for Huff High School and the women's soccer team, they get back into action tonight on the road against Audrey Kell. The Mooresville women's soccer team is also having a good year. And all of these schools that I've been talking about are currently ranked within the top 50 in North Carolina, with Mooresville sitting at 33rd. 10-3 on the year. They are 6-1 in their conference, which puts them in first. They take on Hickory Ridge tonight. Tomorrow. That's going to be a home game for Mooresville. And the last two schools we haven't really given that much love to, but they're still pretty relatively local to us. Mountain Island Charter in Mount Holly, ranked 44th in the state, 11-3 record for that girls' team. And then you have Christ the King in Huntersville, ranked 46th in the state, 8-3 on their year. So we're going to continue to cover these schools as we get into the playoffs. A lot more local action with lacrosse, women's soccer, even tennis than in baseball with the local area. For some reason, it's just not a good year for baseball when it comes to schools in our general area. But I'm still going to talk about baseball because I know everybody does have their preferences. And I know baseball is a very well-liked high school sport in this area. So I want to keep covering it, make sure you know what's going on. But it's time to move on from the high school stuff, because I have some fish that I need to fry. Yeah. And that fish is four tickets that I am giving away. Now, I need you to listen closely. I am giving away four tickets to the NHRA 4-Wide Nationals. I'm giving away tickets for Friday. Yes. The NHRA 4-Wide National Friday tickets. Now, it's a weekend event, but you can go for day one courtesy of WSIC, if you would like to. And I got a pack of four tickets, so you can bring your whole family. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the next caller into the studio. 844-788-3464. You get four tickets to the NHRA 4-Wide Nationals this coming Friday. That's going to be right here in Charlotte. Actually, it's Charlotte Motor Speedway, but it's not in Charlotte. It's in Concord. I don't know how they get the names for these things, to be honest with you, but four tickets for the NHRA 4-Wide Nationals. Next caller into the studio wins those tickets. 844-788-3464. While we wait for you guys to get busy dialing those phones to win these tickets, we are going to move on to talk about something else, and that being Caitlin Clark. I want to at least bring this story up real quick. We might have to pause because I think I have a winner on the line. Caller, thanks for calling into the scoreboard. Are you trying to go to the NHRA 4-Wide Nationals this weekend?
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Uh-oh.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Uh-oh. Hello. Can you hear me? I hear you. Well, I don't know what's going on, but I can't hear you. Caller, I want to give you these tickets, but I need to be able to hear you. Let's see if we can try something here real quick. We're going to try this real quick. You guys aren't going to be able to hear them, but I'm going to try something. This is live radio, okay? Hey, caller, are you still there? Oh, he hung up on me. I tried to pick it up manually and see if that would work. Okay, I have another caller on the line, so let's... Well, I did have another caller on the line. They're dry. I think there might be a problem with my phone line. How about that? Trying to give away some tickets, and... Well, let's keep trying, all right? 844-STUDIO-4. Try, call in. Maybe it's something I'm doing. You know, I'm just the guy behind the board here. Yeah, you know, I'm just standing here trying to do my job. 844 Studio 4 for four tickets to the NHRA Nationals. Okay. The 4-Wide Nationals. We got another caller into the studio here. I'm going to try and give these tickets away, but I hope they can hear me. Caller, are you there?
Well, hey, it's not the first caller. I was calling when he was trying to get through, so I don't know who gets the tickets. I only need one. This is that girl, Hope, and yeah.
Hope, I got to give you all or none, though. I can't start splitting them up.
Oh, I can take them all then, but I don't want to be cheating that other guy out because it was a technical difficulty or something.
No, Hope, I got you on the line right here. I'm going to let everybody in on a little secret. I got more. So you got to listen throughout the rest of the week. But Hope, I got four tickets for you if you're interested.
Oh, heck yeah, man. I come from a racing family in Utah. Yeah.
Wonderful to hear.
I wanted to wait until you're talking about car stuff because I think that they should have done a restart at the end of the race on Saturday instead of just ending it. I think it would have been cooler.
I'll tell you what.
One more lap.
When I talked to Patrick Reynolds, the host of the Home Ad Show, about NASCAR, we have the same thought process for the end of the race. If you're coming to the checkered flag and they wreck, no race should ever end under caution. I don't care if they're 2 feet away from the line or 2 miles away from the line. Rack it up. Do it again, and do it until you finish the race under green. That is my opinion.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if he'd touched it before the caution happened, but it seems to me it would have been, you know, it could have saved that Talladega moment that you were looking for if they had gone for a fresh meet last lap and see what happened.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Hope, you're the winner for these tickets, but what I got to do is I'm going to talk to you during the commercial break, okay? So I'm going to throw you back on hold. We got about a minute and a half before that next break. So hang tight, and then I'm going to get some information from you. That way we can get these tickets your way.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Hope. Congratulations, and thank you for calling in. Yeah, callers, listen up. If you tried to get the tickets today, you can try again tomorrow. There's a little heads up for you. I am going to give the tickets away again tomorrow. I got four more of them. But right now, we are heading to our next commercial break. So On the other side of the break, we're going to get into some of the things in the headlines. I was starting to talk about this Caitlin Clark news story, number one pick in the WNBA this year, NCAA Division I history. Everybody knows who Caitlin Clark is. We're going to talk about this story that broke here recently. Then we're going to get into the Carolina Hurricanes, because if you were able to watch the game last night, you saw an instant classic. So we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. This is The Scoreboard here on WSIC. Don't go anywhere. We still got half a show left to go. Plenty of things to talk about. Woo! I hope everybody's excited. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
More of sports director Joe Berg's The Scoreboard is coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. It's The Scoreboard with your host, sports director Joe Berg, on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Didn't see ya. Welcome back. You're listening to The Scoreboard. We got all your professional sports coming up in the second half of the program today. We're going to get into women's basketball. We're going to get into the NBA and the NHL, which as of right now, in my opinion, should be top of the list for your sports viewing, at least if you're trying to support North Carolina teams, because those Hurricanes, boy, oh boy, do they have a good team and a little bit of magic under them, I would think. But we're going to get into that a little bit later. I want to talk about this Caitlin Clark story. She had a name, image, and likeness deal with Nike that expired at the end of the college season. Well, according to reports, Caitlin Clark is set to sign a new 8-year deal with Nike, which will be the richest sponsorship contract for a women's basketball player. The deal is expected to be 8 years, $28 million, and it's going to include a signature shoe. I told you she wasn't going to be making less than $1 million a year. That's a big contract right there. And it's only going to get richer the more that women's basketball becomes popular. And I'm not going to lie, I expect it to exponentially grow in the next couple of years with players like Caitlin Clark, Juju Watkins being out there as well. Angel Reese, who just got drafted. Paige Beckers. I mean, what more could you want? Got plenty of talent going to the WNBA right now. And Caitlin Clark is not going to be the only one that signs a deal like this. There's going to be other women's basketball players that get their own shoe. I know it. This isn't a one-off. So the deal was reported by the Wall Street Journal and The Athletic. They cited unnamed people familiar with the negotiations between the sportswear giant and Clark's agent. So this is preliminary reporting, I guess. It hasn't really been made official, but for all intents and purposes, it is official. There is no other negotiating going on. We have a number here that even says how much it's going to be and for how long, which makes it a lot more real. There's some substance to it. So 8 years, $28 million deal with Nike. And she'll be getting a signature shoe as well. Man, I can't wait to buy myself a pair of Clarks. Ooh, man. If they make them in the men's. Even if they don't, I'm going to buy them just to have them. So that's what's going on in the world of sports right now. I mean, you got some other news stories. We talked about it yesterday with Aaron Boone being ejected from a baseball game because of something that a fan said. Yes, you heard me right. Now, apparently the MLB is going to be looking into this. I don't know what they're going to do to stop something like this from happening again. If I'm Aaron Boone, I have to laugh about it. I can't sit here if I'm Aaron Boone and be mad. And there's 162 games in a season. You got ejected in game, I don't know, what is it, 25 maybe? For something that was said by a fan. Now, if this was the wild card and it's the seventh inning and you're down a run, yes, you can throw all the temper tantrums you want, in my opinion. But he said it in his press conference today. He just kind of wants to move on at this point. It happened. Let's move on. And I agree. He should be making jokes about this, honestly. You got to use it. Comical stuff. You got ejected from a game because the fan behind you said something. Now, the umpire said it came from the dugout. Aaron Boone said it came from the fans behind him. And from his reaction, I have to believe him. I do. I can't sit here and believe that he's lying when he was that animated and that, like, he was jumping up and down. Like, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. And it was the first inning. Why would you get ejected from a game in inning number one? Well, it's Aaron Boone, so if you know anything about Aaron Boone, he gets ejected quite a bit. A lot. 40-something times, I believe, since he has been the manager of the Yankees. See, it's at times like this where I wish I had somebody here sitting next to me who could just look up the exact numbers in real time and be like, yeah, he was ejected 47 times since he's been the manager of the New York Yankees. But I don't have that. I do know the number's in the 40s somewhere, and that's a lot. It is. He's a hot-headed manager. All right, let's get into playoffs. Yes, playoffs. The NBA playoffs. You know what? Let's do NHL first. The NBA can wait because the Charlotte team, which I don't even want to talk about them anymore. They're so embarrassing. The Hornets were not good. Not good this year. But who is good are the Carolina Hurricanes. And last night they showed you why they are one of the best teams in the NHL. They fell down 3-0 early in the game to the Islanders. Actually, in the first period, they fell down 2-0. The Islanders scored one in the third, and then Carolina was able to steal one back to make it a 2-goal game before the end of the second period. Well, in the third period, Seth Jarvis was able to cut it to a 1-goal game with about 10 minutes remaining in the game. Sebastian Aho tied it up with 2.5 to go, and then 9. Yes. 9 seconds later, Jordan Martinook gave the Hurricanes the lead with just 2 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the game. What a comeback. What a comeback. And I'm sitting there, you know, Carolina pulled their goalie early. It was about 3:15 or so to go in the game when they decided they were going to pull the goaltender. They get the goal with the goaltender out. And the reason they got the goal is because one of the defenders for the Islanders dropped their stick. Like, they had to go retrieve their stick and then get back into position. And right as he was getting back into position, there was a pass across the slot by Svechnikov, and Aho was able to tap it in for the goal. That tied it up. And then a simple dump in by Jack Drury into the offensive zone. Jordan Martinook gets to it first, cuts the puck off from going all the way behind the net. The goaltender did not realize that, and what happens? He reverses, Martinook tucks it in, banks it off the back of the goaltender, it goes in the net, and the roof of PNC Arena went into the air. It's on the moon right now. They are rebuilding the roof of that building. Hopefully it'll be in time for game 5. If they get to a game 5, because the way Carolina was able to shut down the Islanders after going down 3-0, The Islanders only put 12 shots on goal. The Hurricanes attempted, now these aren't shots on goal, the Hurricanes attempted almost 100 shots in this game. Yeah. They were suffocating the Islanders. And all that hard work gave them the win. It gave them the 2-0 series lead. And now we go on the road, head up to New York to take on the Islanders on Long Island with a 2-0 lead. And it's big. You split the first two games, and all of a sudden the away team has the advantage. They have the home ice. But if you take care of business at your home stadium, you are still in control. And that's what we have with the Hurricanes. We're going to head to our final break of the day. One more segment on this Tuesday. You're listening to The Scoreboard. We're back after this.
Keep it right here. We'll have more of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg in just a moment. From 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. The Scoreboard with Joe Berg continues now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Everyone, final segment of the Scoreboard, 844 Studio 4. That's 844-788-3464. Get into the show. Talk about what you want. I don't care. You want to talk to me about water polo? We'll talk about water polo. But what we were talking about before we were heading to commercial break are the NHL playoffs and the Carolina Hurricanes taking a 2-0 series lead over the New York Islanders, just like they should. I know that NHL playoffs can get scary at times, and if you're a fan of a team that's in the playoffs, your heart rate is probably pumping the entire time. But Carolina was able to take care of business, do what needed to be done, get that 2-0 series lead. Now they head to New York with all of the momentum on their side. We got to wait a couple of days before we get to game number 3. We're looking at Thursday at 7:30 is going to be the next game for Carolina. And then after that, it'll be a Saturday afternoon special, 2 o'clock. Again, that game would be in New York. Now, if Carolina was able to win both of those games in New York, that's it. Series over. And we see what happens between the New York Rangers and the Washington Capitals, who will square off against each other tonight. The Rangers took game one pretty handedly and in a fashion that they don't win very often. That team is one that's not great at 5-on-5 play, but they were able to score all their goals in game one at 5-on-5 play. So for Carolina, if the Rangers start to find their groove at 5-on-5, that is going to be a bloodbath of a series, and it's probably going to go 7 games. If not, if the Rangers cannot play at 5-on-5 against Carolina, slight edge Carolina in the series. And I know they're going to be the road team, and this is if this matchup happens. We still got a long way to go, but it is the most likely matchup when you look at who's playing who. I mean, the Rangers are playing a Capitals team who barely made the playoffs on the last day of the season with one of the worst goal differentials we've ever seen. Same thing with the Islanders. They got hot at the end of the year. They were beating bad teams. And here we go. They're in the playoffs with a negative goal differential. So both the Hurricanes and the Rangers taking care of business the way they need to be. Those two are heading for a deadly game round two matchup. And it'll be a rematch of a few years ago when the Rangers were a visitor into the Carolinas. And they took that series in game 7 in North Carolina. Roles are going to be reversed this time if those meet, and this is still a long way away. We got time to wait. We got to get there first. If Carolina drops the next two games, well, it's a best of three series at that point, and who knows what'll happen. If the Rangers drop a couple of games in a row, who knew? Washington, coming out of nowhere. And if you're hot at the right time, it doesn't matter what you did in the regular season. Now, you don't see it as much in basketball, and, you know, case in point with round one basically being a home team win series. We've had a few upsets in the NHL already, and the playoffs are moving right along. Toronto was able to tie the series against Boston last night. Austin Matthews putting the game winner in. Man, if he would have saved that one extra goal for the end of the regular season, he would have hit 70 goals. 69 goals is still a nice amount of goals, though. Most in a while. But like I said, tonight, if you want to keep your eye on something that might mean something for the Hurricanes, that would be the Rangers and the Capitals. Rangers are definitely favored in this one, but who knows? It's hockey. Now, I was watching ESPN the other day. I had some time during my lunch break and turned on ESPN. I don't usually do that anymore because, like, it's not what it used to be. SportsCenter is not SportsCenter anymore. And SportsCenter was on. So I was like, okay, let's turn it on, see what they got going on. What are they talking about? And they were talking about the NBA playoffs, which is fine. You know, that's what's going on. People are interested in it. But everything that they were talking about, was coupled with, what are the odds? What are the odds that, you know, the Knicks win two series and go to the conference champ? What are the odds in the NFL that J.J. McCarthy is the number one overall pick versus Drake May? And the entire time they're doing their analysis, they are promoting ESPN Bet the entire way through, which is their new betting platform. Remember 5 years ago when it was outlawed to even mention betting in the sports world? What happened? That's all we talk about now, are odds and what's the line and what's the money? Are you taking the money line or are you going to take the spread or what's the over under? When did it become like, and it's annoying. It is, because it makes it seem like it's all about the sports betting now. And how can we make money with sports betting? But that's what all these leagues are doing. Now ESPN has jumped on with their own sports book. It's their own sports book. And we expect them to give us clear-cut news. No, I think there's going to be a little bit of a slant now. Sportsbooks are made to make money, right? For every one person that you hear about hitting a ridiculous bet that nets them thousands and thousands of dollars, there's thousands and thousands of people that didn't make that make their bet work and lost money. I don't get it. Everything is about betting now. You can't go on to the ESPN website and look at upcoming games or scores. Even the NHL website, even the NBA website, when you go look at the games coming up, there's odds attached to it. And it's kind of annoying. It is. Because everything seems to be about the betting now. And it's legal in North Carolina now, which is another thing to add on to the layer of that. But I don't like it. I got a caller calling into the studio right now. Let's see what we got here. Caller, thanks for joining the scoreboard. What do you got for me today?
What's happening, Joe Berg?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hadn't talked to you in a while. Thought I better check in with you.
I know. Where you been? Your basketball season ends and you disappear?
I know, yeah. You know that's my go-to time.
What do you got for me today?
Busy working, but just wanted to check and see what your thoughts were on the upcoming NFL draft. Where's our Mr. Drake May? Where's he going to go to, you think?
Oh, I was just talking about that with the betting odds. So there's a lot of reporting that he is in the conversation to go number two overall to Washington. Now, with this draft class, there's so many good quarterbacks in it. He's going to go early, and he's going to be one of the first three quarterbacks off the board. He's probably going to be one of the first three picks off the board, because I expect something similar to what we had a few years ago, where it's quarterback, 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 and then maybe a fourth quarterback off the board right away, because these teams are getting desperate. And you've seen it with the Panthers. You've seen it with other teams. Look at the Jets trading. It wasn't for a pick. They traded for Aaron Rodgers. You have the Broncos giving up their entire future for someone who didn't even play for them anymore. So you're going to see desperation, teams trying to get their quarterback of the future. I think Drake May is going to be slotted in either at 2 or 3. I don't think he falls to 4.
Yeah, how ironic, huh? He replaces another Tar Heel that they traded out there. They didn't like what they were getting with Sam.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't give him any protection. I think he could have, you know, been a pretty average quarterback for him if they had just, you know, had some people around him. But when you're getting sacked and running for your life all the time, it's kind of hard to throw a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, and I mean, that is the biggest fault with the draft, is you see quarterbacks who are the most prolific going at the top of the draft, and they don't pan out. That's because they're going in the top of the draft to a team who isn't really ready to have a quarterback run their team. Someone like Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, who goes later in the draft, who's still a good quarterback, who goes to a team that's developed and has a system, they seem to be finding more success there. So I feel bad for Howell. I do, but I think he might do good over in Seattle.
Yeah, I agree with you there. You got to have football. You got to have a good team around you. One superstar quarterback. I mean, you put Mahomes in some of these bad situations, and he's not going to be able to do what he does because, you know, you got to have time to protect and scramble and all that. So,
yeah, that's exactly it. Well, hey, I'm running out of time here for today, but it has been great to hear from you.
All right, Joe, take care of yourself, buddy. Talk to you later.
You too. Talk to you later. Always appreciate the calls. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in today and listening. And Hope, congratulations on your tickets to the NHRA 4-Wide Nationals. You got those tickets for this coming Friday. We'll have more tomorrow. Stay tuned tomorrow. I'm going to give some more away. I promise. We'll talk more tomorrow. We'll recap what happens in the NBA, the NHL playoffs, and see if anything comes of this MLB situation with Aaron Boone getting ejected for something that a fan did. We'll see. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until tomorrow, I'll talk to you then. Have a good one.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Morrisville, North Charlotte.